Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line, Steve Vernally, Vice President of Development for Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation. And Steve, for a long time, you know, people have been going to Canalside, really enjoying, especially after the rinks and replica canals opened in that spot. But I think a lot of people have walked by what is just north of that rink area and wondered what is going on with this empty space there. When will that start to be developed? And we understand that there is some movement toward development of there today.
Exactly. Later today, we'll be accepting proposals from consultant teams so we can start the planning and design process for that two-acre site just north of the canals.
All right. And how do you go about selecting those design teams then?
Well, you know, we've talked for a while about that parcel. We know we want to integrate historic streets. We want to integrate structured parking below that, utilities, and kind of set that site for future development. So we have a request for proposals out to look for teams that can assist with all of those pieces.
What exactly will be there eventually? What are you looking for in these proposals?
Well, again, the consultant teams are really going to help us figure that out, but we do expect to have a number of the historic streets put back in place, probably the remainder of Lloyd Street, which would finish off the large bridge all the way up to Main. So we'd have that Lloyd Street would then be connected from Main Street right down to the water's edge. But we're also looking at commercial and Pearl Street's the missing piece of those to go in.
You know, for all those people who are all too familiar with the pit, when could we expect to see shovels in the ground?
Well, you know, with this consultant teams, again, we're going to be in a planning process throughout probably the remainder of this year. We want to reach out to the public. There's been a number of ideas and proposals of how to finish off that north odd block. So we've got to get through that process before we can really tighten down into design and get to construction.
Are we looking at maybe 2020, maybe next year before we start to see some of these shovels in the ground and real progress? What can you tell people as far as when a building might be there?
Yeah, I definitely think it's 2020 and beyond. Again, a two-acre site, we expect anywhere from three or four, potentially five development parcels. And so, you know, when we start those and how those go, what order, it's definitely going to be a few-year process.
And is there a residential component to this, do you think?
We hope so. Again, we're going to continue to push for mixed-use development throughout Canalside. We're looking really to build a neighborhood down there. So an active first floor, you know, with office, residential above. We think that mix is really important for every parcel as we move forward.
Now, while this is going on, at the same time, what other parcels at Canalside are being looked at for development? Because we know that there are plans for almost every bit of green space that we see down there.
Right. Well, we're moving forward with Sinatra Development at, for their Heritage Point, which is on the South Odd Block next to the Children's Museum. The Benderson Development Group is still looking at the southern half of the Donovan Block there, sort of between 716 and the East Canal. And then there are a number of parcels in and around the Skyway, if you will, that are city-owned properties that will eventually come out for development.
You know, also, Steve, there's been some progress this week with the Longshed building across from Liberty Hound. Do you know the status of that?
Yeah, we actually received approvals yesterday from the zoning board to move forward. So we'll be back for a major site plan review with the city as well as a requirement for a special use permit. But we're really hoping to wrap up all of those meetings with the city by the end of this month and look to advertise that project for construction so we can break ground in the spring.
You know, all this development we're talking about, when we're done talking about the snow and the cold and all of that, when it comes summertime again, will this stand in the way of having the Thursday concerts at Canalside as early as this year?
No, we do expect to have concerts continue this year, and we're certainly just going to have to continue to monitor all of the construction and how that's going to work with the programming down there.
All right. In the meantime, though, Canal Side's a great place to be for that winter skating, too, right?
It absolutely is. Get in there before the storm comes. But certainly there's a lot of ice skating and getting out on the ice bikes and those new bumper cars.
All right, Steve, we appreciate the time. Steve Rinaldi, Vice President of Development for Erie Canal Harbor Development Corporation, talking about that North Odd Block.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.